It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale, and it's a big deal. Right now, get 50% off all windows along with no interest for 5 years plus bonus savings when you schedule a consult today. If your windows leak, get foggy or hot, or you're paying high utility bills, that's a big deal. With Window Nation's semi-annual sale, you can replace your windows and save a big deal too. Schedule a no-obligation in-home estimate now. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hanna baby. Introducing a new collection, Hanna Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hanna quality for your most precious gift. Hanna Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com.
I will ask the question that a lot of people have mentioned here and there. I don't know if people really believe it or if it's just a thing or not, but do you think there is any legitimacy to the idea that there might be too many Georgia players on the front of the Eagles?
So I would have made all the picks. So it's hypocritical for me to sit here and say yes. But I don't know. I think it might be too many Georgia players.
Really?
Just at the end of the day, as someone that, you know, if there's one person on this pod that can speak to you know, drama and such,
oh,
as
yeah,
a reality
it's
TV
true
watcher.
No, it's true.
I'm very aware of, like, how things can get clicky. I mm-hmm. just, mm-hmm. I think that, again, I would have taken the players. I'm a little worried about the dynamics of this because it's going to be 5 of them now that were all starters on that team, that all do things a certain way, that are all already friends. And I think that, you know, you see Slay tweeting about how excited they are to have all these players. And I think there is like a coolness about it. But I also think in a year where things could be difficult, we've talked about this before, it's always hard after the Super Bowl. It just feels this has a potential to be a thing where all the Georgia guys are hanging out or, you know, they want to do things the way they've, I don't know. I'm probably overthinking it, but it just feels weird to me. And
well,
it's
is
never
weird.
Happened.
It's
right?
never happened. So this is the first time that 5 players from either a defense or an offense were drafted by the same team in a 2-year period. So this
right.
has never happened.
And I just wonder if they thought about this because it happened quickly, right? Like Nolan Smith falls and all of a sudden you have 2.
Yeah.
And then Kelee Ringo falls. Now they traded up for him. So I'm sure they,
yeah, that,
they thought
I'm
about
sure
it.
They took that one into
and
account.
And they deserve the benefit of culture, like we've talked about, you know, other than Matt Patricia. We've talked about it. But but I just wonder, you know, it, like N'Kobe Dean, right? Forget how we feel about him. Let's walk through a hypothetical. Let's say he doesn't have a good camp, right? I don't think they'd cut him, but
there's 0% chance he'd get cut. He'd have to be the worst football player we've ever seen in camp for them to cut him.
Maybe.
I mean, linebackers.
You know, right, but you know, third round picks do get cut after year one.
But not a ton, but and not in the situation the Eagles are in right now with their linebackers. Like they would let the guy go out and
right.
play some games before they cut him.
I just wonder how the dynamics of is it tougher to cut N'Kobe now because all of his buddies are there. If you're N'Kobe, like let's say we know Jalen Carter's gonna play. We know Jordan Davis is going to play, and we know that.
I think N'Kobe's going to play.
Nolan Smith is going to play. N'Kobe's those guys are definitely.
Who
playing.
Else is playing linebacker on this team besides N'Kobe? Like seriously,
who knows? Who knows who's going to be
right.
there in day one?
Yeah, N'Kobe Dean's going to play for this team. He's going to be awesome.
Maybe
we can put
yeah.
that aside, but he's going to play.
I'm interested in seeing how the dynamics play out. I am because
look,
for all the positives, there's negatives too, and there are positives. Like I said, I thought
friendship wins. That's
friendship
your,
wins.
That's your
I
thing,
agree,
buddy.
I agree,
keep
but
me on
also
the friendship wins corner, and then be like,
I don't know. I mean, where? I mean, am I overthinking
this? I have no problem
this?
With okay. it. I get your point, and I'm not poo pooing it. I'm not saying like you
right.
idiot. How could you
right.
think that? Like I think you're overthinking it a bit, but like I don't think it's crazy. I think it's certainly fair things to bring up. I just think that. First and foremost, I think you take the best players no matter
yes.
where they went to school.
And like I said, I would have made the
and
picks.
This is the best defense in the history of college, one of the best defenses in college football history. Like, yeah, if you're going to pick a unit to get guys from, not too bad. You
yep.
know, so like you pick the best players. So I that first and foremost, I don't think you can say, you know what, we already got 2 Georgia guys. We're only going to take a 3rd. I don't think you do that. I think you take the guy you want to take.
And I I agree with that.
And then generally because they are the best players because they, you know, they're went to Georgia
high
for
recruits, all those things. Yeah.
The Clicky thing, like, I get it. I don't think it's an issue for now in the sense that it's first and second year players. You've been around NFL locker rooms. Like, it's just, there's enough veteran leadership there in addition to Jalen Hurts, who I think is, and again, it's like, I think, I honestly, in my soul, in my gut, my heart, whatever, believe that Jalen Hurts is the salve for any of these. Like, I think,
right.
I think Jalen Hurts-led locker room is going to always be a certain type of thing. Like, there'll be issues that crop up in any locker room, but I think Hurts is a right-the-ship guy.
Mm.
So, like, I'm not concerned really about anything. And look, I might be proven wrong on it, but that's just how I feel
yep.
about Jalen. And then, obviously, with Nick, too, I think Nick is that type of guy, too, in terms of the culture and all that stuff. But even forgetting that, I just think it's so rare for first and second year players to dominate a locker room. Like, it's really hard. It's like, you know, there are too many veterans or too many guys who are established and stuff. And I get it. It's a unique situation. Yeah. I just don't think they're going to be, especially because Davis and Dean weren't great last year. Like, if one of those two guys were like a stud last year and was walking around the locker room with some real cachet, maybe you start to be like, oh, the Georgia guys. Like, I just don't think there's enough there, enough cachet for it to actually be a thing in the locker room.
What's funny is I was thinking the Eagles probably have better Alabama players on the roster.
Yeah, well, I mean, Dickerson,
if you count Hurts as Alabama, yeah. Dickerson, yeah, Devontae. I still like Josh Jobe just in terms of upside from last year. I would have drafted him. It's getting to watch a science experiment away, right? See how it plays
it's fascinating.
Out. You know, see. If things go poorly, I don't know. Is there going to be a bit of resentment? Like, oh, all these Georgia guys. Well, of course, he's playing. He's from Georgia. I just I'm curious.
I had a similar thought to your N'Kobe thing, but in a different way. Not in the going to the extreme of N'Kobe getting cut and how could they, you know, hey, we're cutting your buddy or whatever. More the like, because when Jalen Carter talked about N'Kobe, he talked about, he's like, that was the guy there.
Right.
Like, he was the leader of that team. Like, he was our everything. Like, that's what he spoke about him. Like, he was the guy.
Yep.
And I always wonder about that type of thing when those guys come here now. N'Kobe Dean's a third round draft pick.
Yeah.
He's like, got to fight for his
linebacker
spot.
He's a special teamer.
And you're the first round dude who's about to make $10 million or whatever the number. And it's not 10 million, but you know what I mean? He's going to make like serious money. And N'Kobe Dean's making, you know, $900,000 or whatever it is. Like, does that change those dynamics? Do you still have those roles where does he still look up to N'Kobe Dean because of that situation before? Or is he come here and he's like, I'm the big dog now? Like, I always wonder. So that I don't know how that plays out and stuff. It doesn't concern me per se, but it's interesting.
I also think. That's why, for some reason, the player I keep thinking of is N'Kobe. Because N'Kobe...
Because he's not on the same level as those guys draft pick-wise.
At Georgia,
Ringo would be fourth round, too, though.
True. So. But at Georgia, from, you know, and I didn't cover the team, but from everything you hear, it was N'Kobe's the leader, right?
Yeah.
All these clips of him getting
We've
up
heard
in...
heard it enough.
All these
had to be
clips of him, like, getting up in people's faces and
saying...
And
Jalen Carter said it. He
exactly.
Said it. Yeah.
I'm just interested to see now, twofold. One, how do they view N'Kobe?
Yeah.
Right? If you're Jalen Carter... And N'Kobe gets in your face or whatever. I don't know. Do you say, yo, bro, you don't even play, so don't worry. But
no, you're right.
Or on the flip side, how does N'Kobe feel where these guys come and the last time they saw N'Kobe, he was the leader, right? And now he's not. He's just not the leader of that locker room. Like, he's not even close, right? I think he's even on the quiet side. So, when it comes to having been around these guys, not me, but them being around each other, you just wonder how things change when they get in the locker room and it's... Even another thing, you know, is Jalen Carter thinking to himself, I'd rather be playing next to Jordan Davis? Or if Fletcher Cox feels, well, it doesn't seem like Jalen wants to play next to me. Or are all the Georgia players talking and being like, man, Keeley, you should be playing ahead of Brad. You know, like, so there's those type of dynamics, too, where these guys are used to being around each other. And now that's not how it's going to be. They're used to each having their own role around each other. Maybe their roles are different now. So in Sirianni, I do think has great emotional intelligence.
Big time.
But I think it's something that you have to monitor. I think with Twitter, not just Twitter, but sometimes with these type of questions, there's a pushback of, well, how could you even ask that? That's so silly. I hope the Eagles aren't viewing it that way. I'm not saying it has to be some major thing they worry about, but I do think if your whole thing is going to be like connecting, locker room, culture, I just hope they're thinking about it and monitoring it. You know, I hope if they walk in the locker room and they notice a few times, or at the lunchroom and all the Georgia guys are sitting with each other and no one else is with them. Just things like that. And this is how you know they had a great draft because these are the problems
we're
talking
about.
It's
like too many Georgia players.
So to be clear, neither of us are sitting here saying this is a problem. I just hope they monitor it because I do think there is potential both for all of them together, but also individually, you know, it could be tough on N'Kobe if he's playing special teams and the rest of them are playing. Or it could be tough on Jordan Davis if Jalen Carter's playing right away way more than Jordan ever did.
Sure.
So I think it's something worth monitoring. I would have made the picks. You take the players, and I think there's a ton of upside to it too. But as with everything in life, there's, you know, positives and negatives to it. So I hope they at least monitor it to make sure early on, especially, you know, like make sure all these lockers aren't next to each. I don't know, just little things, just
yeah,
to try to get them outside of their comfort zone.
I think it's
zone.
A really smart.
It's like when people say when you go to college, you know, there's benefits to going with not knowing anybody.
Sure.
Because if you go with people you know, you just hang with them, you do the same things. And I think that's a little bit of this here.
Yeah, look, it could be. And again, I'm not concerned about it, but I agree with you that it should be something that they are aware of. Like that.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think for Jalen Carter particularly is the one that if you're the Eagles, you're making it an appointment to pay it. And I guess Ringo to an extent too. We don't really know too much, but you know,
right.
did fall and stuff. With Davis and Dean and Nolan Smith, you know, those seem like guys who've never really had any of the, I guess Davis with the work ethic, you could say a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, well, his almost just seemed more.
It's just, he's so big.
Yeah.
It's like almost just like it's hard to stay in shape when you're that big.
Right.
But
Shout out Joel.
Yeah, shout out Joel. I do think, you know, it's to your point, it's something where you want to make sure that they know that they're in Philadelphia and they're not Georgia anymore.
Exactly.
And, you know, ultimately that you might have done something there like this, and even both you might have done something like this. We do it this way here and stuff like that. And and there might be moments like that. I don't know. There might be. But I, on the whole, I'm not concerned about it, but I agree with you. It is something that they should be aware of.
And with Jalen Carter, and this is why I think Fletcher is the guy that has to do
but
it.
But hold on. Everyone listen. If you did not hear our show on Saturday, Elliot said this kind of offhandedly. We were talking about it for a minute.
We can go into it more now.
I texted him later. I texted you after the show. I was like, I thought this was a really great point by you. And I fully agree. Go ahead. I think this is an important thing to monitor.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I think Fletcher should be the one, Fletcher Cox should be the one that takes responsibility for Jalen Carter. I think, you know, you hear so often, Ike Reese talks about it all the time, how, you know, the players when he was a rookie that helped him, he thanks them so much, right? And you hear it from all types of players. You know, Jason Kelsey will thank coaches, but also young, you know, guys that were there when he was younger. So ultimately, Fletcher Cox's career, to a certain extent, is cemented in Philadelphia. One of the best defensive players to ever play here, one of the best defensive linemen, will go in the Eagles Hall of Fame, won a Super Bowl, will, might get legit Hall of Fame consideration. I think one thing he could do to add to his legacy is to make it in 10 years if Jalen Carter is up there saying, and it was Fletcher Cox that helped
totally
me.
Totally, dude.
When I came to the NFL, I wasn't ready. You all remember the off-the-field concerns. And Fletcher was the one that took me under his wing. And Howie talked about this at his thing where it shouldn't be on other players, especially N'Kobe and Jordan Davis, to take care of Jalen Carter. And so I understand it's not on Fletcher Cox contractually. But I would hope that for everything the Eagles have done for Fletcher as well, and Fletcher's done a ton for them, but for everything they have done for him, bringing him back after down years, having his back publicly.
Last year, cutting him, doing the $14 million thing,
and giving
him
the $14
million
back.
Yep.
I think Fletcher owes it to the organization to put some extra time into Jalen Carter, right? Not 24/7, but, you know, try to hang out with him early on, text him, be like, hey, I'm getting to the facility at 6 a.m. tomorrow, meet me there, or just little things like that. Because I do think Jalen Carter, we all know about the physical tools, but he does need somebody that isn't a coach, that isn't a friend, that isn't, you know, any whatever, his agent, that's going to care about what he's doing. And Fletcher is the perfect person to do that. Text him on a Friday night and be like, hey, what are you doing? Even if you're not hanging out with him, just to make sure he's not, you know, whatever, right? I think it could be really good for Fletcher's legacy to say, I helped Jalen Carter become the next me. And he has a chance to do that.
I think this is such a great point. To your point, is the Eagles technically can't ask that of a player, right? Like, it's like that. It's
yeah. I mean, Nick can say to him. They can say to him,
but I'm saying
it.
It's like it's not his job, correct, quote unquote, yeah. Right? But this organization has done so much for Fletcher Cox, especially in these last few years, where you know this city has been ready to ship that dude out.
Yep.
And they keep bringing him back, and they keep fighting for him, and they let him make comments about Gannon and this and that and whatever. Like, this is a spot where, to your point, like, even if he doesn't care for himself or doesn't care about the Eagles, like, Fletcher Cox is the one. Like, there are three people on this team. I mean, lane two, but, like, even before.
No, there's
like,
a core three.
There's
I agree.
A core
Kelsey,
three.
Graham, and Cox.
Kelsey, Graham, and Cox. Yeah. And they were here the longest, and they were part of the Super Bowl team. They're the best players on it, and they've been here such a long time, and they mattered so much and all that. But, like, I mean, and yes, it's part of its personality and the way they talk to us, interact with us, but BG and Kelsey are light years out of Cox. Like, Cox
in terms
even,
of popularity,
in terms of popularity,
sure, yeah.
In terms of how much the fans love them, like, Cox isn't even in their hemisphere.
Yep,
like,
agreed.
Lane's above Cox in that.
For sure. Jalen's already more popular than Fletcher's
more.
Ever
and
been.
And this
yeah.
is an opportunity for a guy who deserves that from a playing perspective. He's one of the best Eagles defensive yeah. players of our lifetime. Like, he's going to go into the Eagles Hall of Fame. Like, all these things, like, to your point, will be I don't think he's Hall of Famer, but he's like a next step down. Like, he's yeah. a great, great player, but he's not beloved in this city in that way. Like, he deserves to be as yeah. a player. This alone.
This could do it.
This one thing could do it.
Yeah, 100%. So, I and he is a team captain for what it's worth, too. So I do think, again, to circle it all back to the Georgia stuff, if Jalen Carter would have gone to somewhere where there's no Georgia players, I think he's better off with his friends here ultimately at the end of the day. But if he would have gone somewhere where he didn't know anybody, then I think he's almost more likely to change how he does things because you have to conform as opposed to having a bit of a crutch to do things how you've always done it. I think it has to be on the Eagles and it has to be on Jalen Carter. But it also, I think, should be on Fletcher to make sure that Jalen Carter develops the right habits as a rookie. And so, to tie the bow on the whole Georgia thing, Fletcher can be someone that makes sure it doesn't become a problem.
Yeah, and again, there's the same position. Both played at SEC
schools.
Yeah,
he'll be in every meeting with
both
them. He'll
the
be at
South.
The positional
like,
drills
it's like
with
literally,
them.
Like, yeah. He's the perfect person.
He's the perfect person. Yeah. This is teed up for him. Again, you know, in the meetings, at individual practices with him, in the defensive line meeting room, the defensive meeting yeah. room. Like, He is everywhere Jalen will be. And so I hope, and I tweeted this and I wanted to make sure people don't take it the wrong way. I'm not saying that he won't do it. I'm saying I hope that he does it.